got started, it was just two of us in the front room, no one else in the building. We had Mace, who was project managing the first site build on the top floor, so we had a very different kind of vibe to the building. It was very corporate on the top half, and we were trying to basically set up a creative hub. So what we did was we just kind of branched out to the creative community and asked people, freelancers, people who were working at home on their own, to use, come and use this building as a place to kind of grab a desk and start to work from there. And the benefits of that is, A, you're not being at home all the time, getting caught up with distractions, and then B, what we began to develop really is just that loads of other people are here from lots of different areas of creative industry. So I mean, we started off initially with illustrators and graphic designers because they're the ones that are easily able to kind of move and work wherever. But then we managed to source kind of women like people who do vintage fairs. We've got interior designers, photographers, kind of graphic designers. We've got Colchester Circle magazine based here who run the magazine from the building. So basically, we just started to bring loads of people together and give them a building really where they can just come and do what they want, come and work, collaborate on projects. So we have lots of projects now kind of like developing out of the building. So the Free Festival, we use this place as a hub for people to come drop work off or have meetings here. And then also the benefits of the building is people can run their own events here. So we have now over 25 events a month. We pretty much hand the key over and people can just run their own kind of network. So we've got Film Colchester, which is a network of kind of filmmakers, actors, scriptwriters. They all just come and use this building. And basically now we've got over 50 members of the building, over 60 people based here full-time running their own creative businesses. So basically that's kind of what 50 Queen Street is now, but there's so much more scope to what we can do and keep doing. We're just letting people come and use the building and, you know, make it what it is. So I guess should we have a look inside?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we can all squeeze in.
Yeah, but that door's open as well, so you know, so you can